Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
So we welcome you to our final installment here on the Adventist World Radio SID Media's Glorious Morning Show, The Breakfast Show, as we discuss matters of the Great Controversy, Bible principle number 8 in our scripture spotlight. And as we've coming to the close, the final installment, like I'm saying, we've learned exactly how the Great Controversy started, who is involved, and what the stakes are. But what are our own roles in this challenge, in this war? How important in this great battle of the universe is our decision, and especially to be on which side we choose to be? Can we be sure we've picked the right side, right? That's the kind of conversation we're going to be having as we draw it to the close, and what you, my dear friend, can do for yourself. Joining us in discussion is our pastor, Mfundisi John Mavesere, who is going to be talking to us. Pastor, greetings to you.
Greetings. How are you?
Not doing all right, Pastor, and yourself?
I'm doing great.
Marvelous stuff. Thank you. Thank you, Mfundisi. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor, once again, to have you through. Always is such a pleasure, and we appreciate it. Mfundisi, we want to wrap it up with making it a bit personal as we close off. Looking here at the role that we have as human beings, yesterday we saw how the controversy came to earth. Today we are saying, here as it is on earth, playing out on earth, right in our backyard, playing out in our own hearts, what's our role in this controversy?
This is a good question that we are dealing with.
Yeah.
And I pray that that we may complete the lesson and also choose a side.
Yeah.
To start our attempt to answer our question, I would want us to first refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that God has exhibited us apostles as last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the whole world, to angels and to men. You know, the word that I want us to look at is we have been made a spectacle. You know, they are translating a word, the word theatron, where we get our word, maybe theater, where as the human family, we have been we are put on an we are exhibited as that. So, in other words, the whole universe of God is looking at this small, tiny little planet to see how the story of planet Earth, the battle that we are involved in, shall end. You see, Joshua 24, verse 14 says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth." So our role as people in this controversy, in this battle, is to simply fear God.
Okay.
And serve him in sincerity with all our hearts. Remember, John says the same concept that is spoken of now with Joshua, on Joshua 24:14, he says, "The Lord seeks them who worship him in truth and in spirit." So we are called to have total commitment and devotion to God. And I think that's our role in this battle.
Total commitment and devotion to God. And I think we were mentioning how we you have to choose a side yesterday. That's one of the things that you brought up across, Mfundisi.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe let's talk about God's side. Why the, you know, I want to make it that comment that Moses made to say, "I put before you life and death," but he already gives us a choice to make, but choose life, Bazalani. Why is God's side the one we ought to choose, especially looking at the ultimate victory that he will possess and what then it means if we choose opposite to that? What's the implications?
You see, God actually promises us all. He makes a promise. You put an end to sin. Mm-hmm. Sin will not prevail forever. God must bring sin to an end. God will destroy Lucifer and his followers. Not because he wants to destroy people, no, but because people have clung to that which is, you know, destined to be destroyed. So because of that, you see, we begin to have an appreciation and a picture that God ultimately wins this battle. You remember in Zechariah chapter 14, mm-hmm. verse 5 and 4, even verse 9 as well, the Bible says, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one." Mm. So in other words, we are looking at that day when the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our God,
yeah.
where ultimately God is set to win this battle. So God's ultimate victory and its implication to us is revealed in that same text. So much that if we rejoice in the success or the results that this war is going to take, you know, we must also eventually rejoice with God in his triumph.
We must rejoice with him and his triumph. I like that. I like that approach. And I think that the time flow for me is what's key to say, don't worry about the immediate. Have a focus on what's coming to the future, and that's going to be a rejoicing, and that's what we must put our focus on. I think it's Romans 8:18, right? That the suffering of this present age is not at all worthy to be compared to what's going to be coming through in the future. Is neutrality an option, Mfundisi? Spiritual Switzerland, where we just say, I have a fit. Let Satan fight, let God fight, let them deal with it. Man, I'm just in the middle of the fence here.
You know, God has a challenge with the double-minded people who are between the sixes and the sevens. They would not fall on one side or the other.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that God is patient. You know, as you read how the Great Conference started, you know, there is something that I've always believed that probably, for example, we have a third of angels that fell. What if to the two-thirds is a composition of those angels that said, maybe one-third could have said, God is right, and the other third could have said, we don't know, we are confused. Would God really destroy people for being confused? I doubt not. I think God is a fair God. He will give us ample time to be able to choose. To be able to choose what side we go on.
Yeah.
So you would appreciate here that Elijah brings the, you know, the same concept. Say, hey, comrades, we cannot be neutral about this thing. In 1 Kings 18, verse 21, Elijah went before the people and said, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. But the people said nothing. So you see, God wants people to make a decision. Remember, we said we have two characters that are in contest here. The character, God's character being revealed, you know, through the written word, through, you know, the book of nature, and also the character of Lucifer being revealed every day. In everything that we see, he manifests himself in so many things that we covered yesterday. When we see people killing each other, when we see all the evils of this world, this is Lucifer's character being paraded. So ultimately, one must choose which character they will fall towards or fall for, or that they will follow and, you know, decide eventually. You see, even Joshua says, it's okay, but it's not okay until we decide. in Joshua chapter 24:15, I think you picked on that text before, but mm-hmm. if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Yeah. But as for me and my house, we will serve the what? We will serve the Lord.
Yeah. As for me and my house. And maybe let's close off with that, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Speak to somebody who's tuning in today who was wondering, and like you're saying, they want to be Switzerland. They also want to they're confused as well. They're not sure which one is the right side, and they don't know, you know, and they're stuck there. Speak to somebody who's wondering how to choose the proper side. What would you say to that person today as we wrap up our lesson?
What comes to my mind is Psalms 119, verse 30. It reads, I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I have set my heart on your laws. So this is David who is saying, what pays is the path of faithfulness. It sounds like Moses saying, it's better to suffer with the people of God for a little while. Mm-hmm. If choosing the side of God means suffering, I will choose the side of God for a little while than to enjoy on the wrong side for and yet knowing that I'll be destroyed. You remember Job 22:15 as well. Will you keep on the old way that wicked men have trod? They were snatched away before their time. You see, there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but its end is death.
Yeah.
And my challenge, and even ultimate challenge, you remember Job chapter 36? If they listen and study him, they will complete their days in prosperity mm-hmm. and their years in pleasantness. But if they do not listen, they perish by the sword and die without knowledge.
Yeah.
So this is my challenge, is that we must choose the side that ultimately wins.
Okay. So get to know what the future is holding and then choose the side that wins. You do yourself a great favor. Don't worry. And I guess we want to repeat that point again. Don't worry about the current status. And I think they call it maturity, right? That ability to put off enjoyment to a future date where you can actually enjoy much more fuller. And let's be careful that anyone who promises us peace and tranquility today might be robbing us of an eternity of joy for momentary pleasures. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Your last words as we close off our series.
You see, soon time will be no more. And my challenge to everyone who is listening today is that let's choose life. Let's choose life today, and let's choose wisely. And the best choice is to choose God to be on our side.
Amen. The best is to choose God to be on our side. Maruti, appreciate you. May God bless you and thank you once again for your sacrifice. It's not unnoticed.
Thank you. God bless you.
Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.